I was married, and I had my one son that was here, Dennis. I was married before Pearl Harbor, and I had a son. He was about 2 years old at that time, Dennis, you know. So I had a picture of my wife and my son together, and I had a bunk. We had Neeson huts. You should see, the accommodations are terrible. Jesus Christ. And shower? Where we were, you had to go outside. No showers, no toilet. Toilet was outside. To get toilet paper was a project. And if you got toilet paper, you should have seen the toilet paper. It was like sandpaper. I sent some home to my wife. It was terrible. Then the showers, every time you went to take a shower, cold as hell. Every once in a while, somebody went there and come back. Hey, fellas, there's hot water. Jesus, everybody be running out there. You had to go out there fast for all the hot water had disappeared. But I had this picture of my wife and my son. You know, I kept it close by. And there was another nice guy in our squadron. And he was married before Pearl Harbor, too. And his wife was expecting. And he used to see that picture. He says, George, he says, I just love it. He says, I hope my wife is expecting. I hope she has a boy. I want to have a picture taken of her and the boy, baby. And one day I'm in the bunk there, taking it easy. He come running in. George. I said, what happened? He says, I just got word from my wife. She had a baby boy. And he says, boy, I'm going to have that picture taken. Sure as hell. He says, I want it right next to me. Just so you. A week later, his plane was shot down and he was killed. A week later.